Los niños. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anointed, praise and worship. Just anointed. Jesus, Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. He is Lord. He is King. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He is here with us tonight. Before I came here, I just felt this strong anointing on the inside of me and upon me. Just an anointing and just an excitement. And I just want to share Jesus with the whole world. I just love the world. Love the people. The people are just, so precious. So precious to the Father. The heart of the Father is to get the people saved through His Son, Jesus. Just the heart of the Father. Just the heart of the Father. And we're all about that, all of you. You're about the Father's business. The heart of the Father. Just get the people saved. Just get the people saved. That's what I kept hearing in my heart. Get the people saved. Get them all saved. I just want to praise the Lord. I just pray. Father, I just praise You and I thank You, Father. Have Your way here tonight, Father. Speak to Your people here tonight, Father. I don't want to say nothing. I want You to speak through me, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask You to speak to each and everyone here tonight. I know what You told me to do, Lord. But You said wait. Father, in Jesus' name, have Your way here tonight. Have Your way. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. You see this shirt here? I don't know what happened, but I put it on today and it's smaller. I think I grew out a little. I said, what happened? And the Lord said, you're growing. He really did say that, but not in gaining weight sense. We're growing in the Lord. Faith Ministries, you're growing. Stronger, you're going to grow. Yeah, yes you are. In number. You just are. You're going to grow in number. And it's going to be easy. Because this is the Lord's doing. The Lord said to me, right at the end of the year 2015, He said, and I was waiting on Him, like, in the last days of 2015, just waiting on the Lord. Lord, I know You got something to say to me. I have a knowing on the inside of me that You want to say something to me. And He said, continue with the same confession that you've been doing for 2015. Amen. I said, continue with that? Yes, continue with that. You remember what I told you? Yes, I wrote it down. He said, well, continue saying that. Continue to say that not only for your life, but to everyone else that can grab this and catch this. He said, 2016 is going to continue on for you the same, Reuben. He said, grace and favor. He said that to me. Grace and favor, promotions. The door is open. New things, new ministry. So there is growth coming. There is growth coming. Just new ministry. And that's in my heart. It's never left me. I have a call upon my life that just on the inside, there's a knowing on the inside of me. And everywhere I go, I preach the gospel. You can ask anyone where I worked at, and they know that I'm a minister. To the glory of God the Father. Not someone that's trying to, be someone. But I am what I am by the grace of God. And I can't get away from that. So at work, I'm praying for people. And people are being, saved, set free, and just delivered. And they just can't figure me out. We have an anointing, the Bible says, to preach the gospel. Oh, I've been baptized with this fire that John the Baptist spoke of. It's on the inside, you see. There is a fire a-burning. And it's like, I can't be quiet. My boss said, Reuben, you can't be preaching here, but I'm doing it anyway. And she said, oh, well, whatever. She goes, she's a wonderful lady. You know what? As I get older, I'm not that old. I'm 51, but I'll be honest with you. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm 51. Because I kid you not, that every time I think about my age, I'm 30. I don't know why. Yeah, you know what I mean. But I'm not kidding. Every time I think about my age, I am 30. I said, Lord, why do I was every time I go to say someone, I even said, how old are you? Someone asked me someday, one day. And I said, I'm 30. Wait a minute. No, I'm not 30. Wait, I'm 50. It was when I was 50. And it came from my heart. I said, I'm just 30. It's just energy. I don't know what else to call it. Oh, I just got to keep speaking from my heart. I got such good things here. I've been watching the video from the Azusa Street Revivals. It's a real short documentary. I don't know how accurate it is, but I've been watching it over and over. I've read that book. They told me their stories. I don't know how many times I read that. And I put this video on, and I lie in my bed and just listen to it. And the testimonies just fire me up because people were filled with the Spirit and praying in other tongues. And there's just different testimonies that they share that happened that I believe is going to happen again. Because I've seen it, and some of you have seen it in the Spirit. It's going to happen again. There's one testimony that really just moves me. Nina just had a beautiful baby. And this little boy gives this testimony. It's not the actual boy, you know. It's just a reenactment of his voice and stuff like that. And he said that he and his mom, who just fills my heart. His mom and his little boy went to the church at the Azusa Street Revival. And get this, they were Catholic. And lately, the Catholics has been in my heart real big. I want them saved. And they walk into the Azusa Street building as they could because it was always full. And the lady and the little boy walk in, and they felt God's presence, and they had goosebumps all over their bodies, and there was a holy, how can you say this, hush or a silence of this great reverence to God, and everyone was silent in God's presence. And he said, and then some men started to yell and praise the Lord, and some were repenting, when suddenly the more power came, and everyone's arms just rose to heaven and just worshiping the Lord. So much powerful that presence was that even the little babies had their arms stretched out to the heavens. Have you seen that video? Oh. Oh, I'm so hungry for that. And I'm so thirsty. I really am for those things. I'm just so hungry for those things. And Brother Seymour, the pastor, they say he was the most humble and simple man that you'll ever get to know. And that, they would have these gatherings, Holy Ghost meetings, and different people would come up, and you would know when it was the Holy Ghost and when it was just that person trying to say something. And then every time someone would rise up and would try to preach to everybody according to what they had in their head, but not according to what the Lord wanted to say, Brother Seymour would get up and say, sweet child of God, that is flesh. And no flesh is going to glory in God's presence. But he would do this in such a way without offending that person. Just anointing of just being humble. And I've been watching that video over and over again. And Lord, you're telling me now that I need to learn this humble thing. And it works because I've been trying it at work. When people make fun of me, when they attack me with, you know, whenever you work with people that are not born again, look out. Be ready. And they have said this, that, and the other. You know how it is. And I just humble myself. And it's the most powerful thing. And the Lord just works for you and gives you words to speak. And you know what? They have so much respect for me there. It's like, wow. This humble, being humble, it just works. It just works. And when you're humble in that condition of just being humble, the Lord, it's like you can see differently and you can hear differently and you can act differently according to the Lord. You know, I came here today and I said, this is powerful, Lord, what you're trying to teach me, because I come here not in my own strength, not in my own might, but I come here a very blessed man, because I come here in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. And anytime you go forth in your job, in your school, in the name of the Lord, in all humility, there is power present that makes you blessed. You're just blessed. Bendecido. Isn't that beautiful? When Calvin was speaking earlier about, he said something about the water. Well, that moved me because that's one of my scriptures. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Did I write that down? I think I did. It says this, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. He says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 18, 19, and 20. Well, maybe 21 too. Behold, I will do a new thing. This word now gets to me, Calvin. When I read this, now it shall spring forth. Now, if you can believe it, you know, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Or is it going to pass you by? You know, I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He can make a way where there is no way. When even spirit-filled Christians are saying, that's just no way, brother. Really? You want to do what? But if you trust in God and believe God, you can say to that mountain, mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it's going to obey you. If you doubt not. But you know, it's just not that simple though. You can't have unforgiveness in your heart, right? If you read the whole verse of scripture. If you have anything against anyone, forgive, right? Oh, just be clean. Be clean with the washing of the word, you know. Spiritual highway. That's a spiritual river. The beast of the field, verse 20, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give drink to my people, my chosen. Oh, living water he does. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. That's us. Jump over to John chapter 7, and it's a very, very, very familiar verse of scripture that we all know. And this, when Jesus was at the Feast of the Tabernacle, Barbara can preach more and teach more on that area better than I can. And you know, and John chapter 7, verse 37, in the last day of the great day of the feast, which is the Feast of the Tabernacle, Jesus, verse 37, stood and cried, saying, oh, he didn't just say, well, you know, maybe if any man believes, or no, I think he was very bold when he said this. He must have yelled it out. He said, if any man thirsts, he said, if any man thirsts, are you thirsty? I am. If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. In other words, respond to me. Come to me. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, spiritual waters, spiritual rivers, a spiritual well that's on the inside of you. Oh, we're just so spiritual, aren't we? Yeah. We are. That's us. Oh, I don't know. I just still feel that water on me. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I just came out of a baptismal or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it burns on the inside, though. You know what I mean? Woo, hallelujah. Oh, you're so good to me, Lord. When should I say this part? Maybe I should wait for the other. I already said that. John chapter 4, verse 35. I want you to see something here that I saw, and I've read this scripture so many times, as you have, you know, in John chapter 4, verse 35. It said, you know, it's, you know, after the woman of the well, this verse of scripture. But we're only going to go from 35 on. John chapter 4, verse 35. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. For they are white, already the harvest. The spiritual eyes, with your spiritual man, your inner man being in tuned with the Holy Ghost, and seeing and hearing the things of the Spirit, you'll be able to hear the cries of the people of Douglas crying out to the Lord, Lord, save me. Save me. I'm in trouble. People who do not know how to pray, but they're going to the Father with their hearts and just crying out to the Lord the only way they know how. They're ready. They're ready. I see many, many Catholics coming to Jesus. We saw some Catholics come to Jesus in Hekori. Not a lot, but we saw some. Conversions. But I want to see more. I want to be about my Father's business. And now, it takes faith. It takes faith. I love this verse 36, though. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Some are going to plant and some are going to water, but God is going to give the increase. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. But this is what jumped out to me. In verse 38, just the first part. I sent you to reap. You see that? That jumped out at me. Yeah. Jesus said, hey, I sent you to reap. What? The harvest. Yeah. He said, I sent you to reap. We have been praying for laborers. Guess what? Tag, you're it. Amen. You're it. Yeah. 'Cause Jesus said, I sent you to reap the harvest. Oops, I'm spitting. Sorry. Now I can read what Seymour said. Get the people saved. Another word for sent one, what is it, Calvin? Another word for sent one is apostolic. Upon. Yeah. Anytime God sends you to someone, you're doing an apostolic work. Like a duty for that. Not that you're some great apostle, you see, but you're being sent at that moment to do that tarea, that duty. But you obey God and do it. Because you're the sent one. at that hour, at that time for that person. But look at what Pastor Seymour said. Get people saved. Oh, I just can't. When we're in front of Jesus, that's the only thing that comes to my spirit. When we're in front of Jesus, oh, Jesus. He's going to say, Reuben, well, did you get people saved? Well, I tried. That's not going to be the right answer, is it? He said, get people saved. But when you go, remember, apostolic power will bring apostolic persecution. If you're sent one to get someone saved, you got that apostolic power, that anointing to set that person free, to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty those who are captives. But with it comes a persecution because you're entering into the devil's territory, but you have the anointing to do it. Jesus, Messiah, Christ, the anointed one, is on the inside of you. Rivers flow out of you when you obey this calling to go to that person or this other person or go to that nation or go to that city or go to that town. Rivers will flow out of your belly, will flow this living water. I'm just moved. I'm just so moved. And then he went on to say, this is pretty hard, but it's beautiful. This is hard, but it's needed. And if God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven your sins, you'll know it. And if you do not know it, this is Pastor Seymour now. And if you do not know it better than you know anything in this world, you are still in your sins. If he has given you a clean heart and sanctified your soul, you know it. If you do not know it, then the work is not done. You want to serve the Lord? I do. But we must be free ourselves. Because people are not, can I say this, stupid. They know and feel in that a hungered heart that they have and sense that you're a messenger of God. John the Baptist, when he prepared the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus, what was his message? Hey, repent, repent, repent. I'm not judging no one here. This is for me. Repent. If you want to serve the Lord, repent. When you are sanctified, this is Pastor Seymour, it's amazing. People can see it in your life. They just can. I don't know how, but they can. And when he baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, it brings a Holy Ghost boldness to stand up before the world without fear. And this happened to us just recently, to Brother Evangelist Mark and I. Men will say that it is of the devil, and that you are drunk. It happened to us. This one minister said to us that if we have any association with this certain group, that that's witchcraft, and that's, of the devil. And it amazes me that this happened also back then in 1906. But glory to God, there is a power behind you that men and women cannot deny. So when you go forth in this anointing as the sent ones of the Lord, guess what? You got it. Or like my brother Memo used to say, you got it, baby. I don't know why he said that. He used to say that a lot. You got it. And it's on the inside of you. But if we have aught against any, make sure we just ask forgiveness. Clean yourself up before you go. Because people, they're not stupid. And they've been through a lot. And they've had it with all this hypocrisy, And they want the real stuff. And you got it. You got it. It's on the inside of you. Jesus, Messiah. Christ, the anointed one. It's on the inside of you. Acts, one more verse of scripture. whom God calls, he equips. And all of us in here are equipped, if you can believe that. Let's go to Acts chapter 22. Yes, I know that this verse of scripture is, you know, was talking to the Apostle Paul when he was going to Damascus and he got blinded by the light of Jesus. You know the story. And then the brother went and prayed for him. Remember the story? But not before he gave him a few words from the Lord. You know, and I love this because it fits us. It just fits us. And his name was Ananias. He was a devout man. He was a good guy, you know. But he went under that anointing to pray for Paul. He obeyed. He went. Yeah, he was afraid of Paul because he had heard stories about Saul that he would kill Christians and send them off to, I don't know where, to prison and have them killed and stoned and everything else. So he obeyed the Lord and he went in that power. And he was a sent one. So he had that apostolic power and anointing for that duty in particular, you know. And yes, amen, amen. Look at this. I love this. The Lord just keeps teaching me things. And I'm sure you've probably seen this too. And in Acts chapter 22, verse 14, it says, and he said, Ananias said, in verse 14, and he said, the God of our fathers. Can you imagine this? Oh, that's anointing right there. Who has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, which is Jesus, and shouldest hear his voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. I'll get back to that. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise! Arise! And be baptized! And wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Oh my goodness gracious. But this is what I want you to see. Verse 14 and 15 again. He says here, the God of our fathers, look at me, has chosen you. Tag, you're it. And thou should know that you should know what? His will. Hey, he said, hey, I don't want any man to perish. I have long patience. I want to see every man saved. I have made the call to all men. And he's saying to us, hey, that's my will. I want men saved. I want men saved. And what else did he say? And to be able to see, I'm going to say this, with your spiritual eyes, that just one, Jesus. And should it hear the voice of his mouth, be led of the Holy Ghost. You see and you hear the Holy Ghost. He is the one that's leading you and guiding you unto all those people that are just, they're ripe, they're the harvest. And then he said, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men, and you're going to tell the men that you see and women about everything that Jesus has done for you, and not what he has done, but everything that you have heard him say. Tag, you're it. That's you. And that's me. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me for seeing with my natural eyes. Forgive me for hearing with my natural hearing and understanding with my natural mind. These past days, I've been feeling it, if I can say it that way. Feeling what? This, the fear of God. I don't know, just the fear of God. And it's like I've been in awe of the Lord these days, just in awe. And just with great wonder, saying, Lord, boy, my life is short. I mean, I got work to do. I want to rise up. Just like Ananias said to Paul, rise up and be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The fire on the inside of you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that fresh water that flows from you, that everyone that gets in that river is built up and brought back, restored, and back to life. Life, eternal life. Life eternal. Get them saved. Get them saved. Get them saved. It's coming out of my heart. Isn't that, it's just beautiful, the Lord. He is so wonderful. Jesus, I love you. This past Sunday, Calvin preached a beautiful sermon. It really blessed my heart. It was so good, I don't remember what it was. So don't ask me, yeah. But it really, you know, it's just love the people. Repent if you have to. If you can't love the people, then we're not about the Father's business. I just want to love people. I want to do God's will. I want to see people saved. And I know you do too. Remember when I first started to go, I got 7 minutes to Faith Ministries. Calvin was the pastor I got to know in my life because I didn't even know they even had pastors. I didn't even know what they were until I met Calvin and Bobby. Didn't know what a pastor was. All I knew was priests and sacerdotes, the Catholics. Oh, the Catholics. Every time I say Catholics, it's just like something big is coming. Something good is going to happen here in Douglas. All we got to do is obey and keep the faith. Keep confessing. That's what he said. Oh, my God. I was jumping in my house when the Lord said, continue the same confession. And I said, María Luisa, ver lo que me dijo el Señor, que continuáramos con la misma confesión del año pasado. Continue with the same confession from last year. Oh, I was jumping up and down. Wow. He's just so wonderful. There's something missing. I don't know what it is, Calvin. I'm trying to find it. I don't know. Hold fast. And when I was going to Faith Ministries back when it was in 9th Street, my heart's desire was to see people saved. I would wake up every morning. I kid you not. This is before I backslid. I wake up every morning and I would worship the Father in Jesus' name. Every morning. And I would have this excited spirit within me, just wanted the whole town saved. Just excited. And this was 1990. Just an excitement. And it's like the Lord bring me back to that, to my first love. Just an excitement. Just wanted to see everybody saved. You know, it's just beautiful. But hey, if you need prayer tonight, maybe that's it. If you need prayer, I want to pray for you. I want to get an agreement with you. If you're struggling with something in your life, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell nobody. Just tell Jesus. You come up here and let's pray. If you're struggling with sin in your life, you come up here. If you have sickness in your body, you come up here. If you're dried up and you're not interested in reading the word, come up here. Oh, something good's going to happen to you. Yeah, the hope of glory is going to do it. That's exactly right. Come on, Denise and Eric are just so anointed to pray. I love when they pray. What do you need?
Miracle. Son cut him with broke heart.